Hey, baby. Oh, no, don't look at me like that. What do you mean I'm acting suspicious? I'm not acting suspicious. You're acting suspicious. Okay, baby. Look, give me a try, okay? Let me have my turn. Okay. So, I've been thinking. You know about stuff and things. Okay, I've been thinking about that little puppy play session we did. It was cute as heck, what can I say? You make a really good puppy. Would you be opposed to doing it again? Sweetie, look into my eyes and tell me you did not enjoy being a puppy. Even a little bit. See, you lie. You lie. Oh, come on. You've been so stressed lately, and I just want to give you a little reprieve from that. Come on, it's not going to hurt you. Okay, look. How about this time I tell you exactly what's on my mind? Then I do it. How's that sound? Will that make you feel better? Okay, cool. You do trust me, yeah? I mean, I am your girlfriend. If you don't trust me, I'll be heckin' concerned. Okay. Okay. Look, all I wanted to do was put you in that puppy headspace and give you cuddles. Why do I have to put you in puppy headspace to give you cuddles? Because you're way cuter when you're a puppy, duh. Don't give me that look. It's true. You make a good puppy. And I mean, since I can't have a real dog, I guess I can have you, right? So, what do you say? Should we do it? Good. Good, because I already have my pocket watch right here. Okay. Here, sit up on the couch. Lean back. And look at this watch. Isn't it pretty? Isn't it shiny? Isn't it a tropey way to hypnotize you? Yeah, it is. But you know why pocket watch inductions are classics, right? Because a classic pocket watch induction has so much weight behind it. People know what to expect when they see a pocket watch in hypnosis. It's like when I show my pocket watch to you right now, your mind already starts to associate certain things with the pocket watch. States of trance, deep hypnosis, watching it swing and sway until your eyes get fuzzy and hazy. And it's interesting how easily intent can drift inside your mind and take hold of you. It can unlock memories of the past when you were hypnotized before and allow you to go back there, back into that place. Back into that space. And we've already done this before. So it's very, very easy for me to do it again. All your mind needs to do is think about it. Remember the feelings. Remember the thoughts. Remember exactly what it was that guided you so deeply down. And the more you start to think about that, the more the feelings start to wash over you. The feelings of being hypnotized. The familiar relaxation, the familiar focus, the familiar dissociation with the things around you, until all that's left is my voice and the watch, guiding you down, fixating and focusing your focus, until all that's left is just that. The outside world doesn't matter. It disappears out of focus, out of range. All that matters is the watch drifting through your mind and relaxing you so deeply. That's right. Just like that. And sweetie, go ahead and close your eyes. Let the watch fade from view. Although in the back of your mind, you can still imagine it swaying. You might even feel the motion of it swaying through your head. Taking you deeper with every single second that passes. allowing yourself to rock gently as you sink deeper and deeper and deeper to this gentle state of hypnosis where your mind is so easily suggestible as you think about all the things that I tell you, all the things that I tell you. And sweetie, you remember last time when I made you my good little puppy? You remember the feeling of elation as you wagged your tail, as you got down on all fours and scampered around? And you know, back in the back corner of your mind, there's a little kennel with your puppy self. And your puppy self just sleeps there so peacefully, waiting to be told when to come out. And as they do come out, you can feel them starting to creep over your mind, your thoughts becoming puppy thoughts, your body becoming a puppy body because you're a puppy. And you can feel yourself transforming into a good puppy. Remembering that phrase, good puppy, making you feel so good, so smiley, so happy, so excited. As you wag your tail, as you pant, as you might even want to bark when I tell you to. All those feelings and sensations coming to the forefront of your mind, knowing that the next time you open your eyes, you'll be my good puppy. All you'll think about is my words. All you'll think about is being so happy and carefree. And you'll just do everything that I tell you to, because it's just so easy to be a puppy. You just do as you're told and wag your tail. Be smiley and happy and excited. Do you understand? That's right. That's right. And of course, you can feel your little floppy ears flopping around as you move your head. You can feel your tail wagging as you as you shake your rear end like that. Yeah. And that feels so good. So, open your eyes, puppy. Good puppy. Now, puppies don't belong on the furniture. Get down. There you go. Oh, do you like it when I pat your head like this? Oh, you do? Oh my goodness, you do. You love it when you get head pats, head pats, head pats, head pats, head pats, head pats, head pats. There you go. Oh, you're such a good puppy. Sitting so nicely for me, puppy. Now, puppy, I have your collar here. I do have your special collar. The collar that makes you feel so wonderful. And here, let me place it around your neck like that. Oh, you're so adorable, puppy. You are. And now, puppy, since you're wearing your special collar, I think you deserve a treat. Mm-hmm. Today, you get to relax and be pampered, okay? So, this one time, I'm going to let you up on the couch. So, come on, up, up, up. Up on the couch. That's a good puppy. Now you can place your head on my lap. Place your head on my lap. Lie down. Lay down. Lay down. Very, very good. Who's a good puppy? You're a good puppy. You're a good puppy. Oh, you're such a good puppy. You are. You're such a good puppy. Here, let me take both my hands and rub your ears. Oh, you like that. You do. You love that. I can see you do. Oh, and it's interesting, isn't it, when you're in your puppy mode like this, being such a good puppy, that the scratches and the head pats feel extra soothing, extra calming, way more calming than they ever would to a human. And it's funny getting head pats as a puppy, because puppy head pats send these tinkly waves of relaxation through your entire little puppy body, don't they? Don't they, my good little puppy? They do. They do. They do. And I can just scratch your ears like this and you feel them, oh, so deeply, and they just make you so sleepy, puppy. Oh, just relax into it as I just place my hand on top of your head and just rub your head. There we go. That's a good puppy. That's a good puppy. And it feels so good to just have your head patted like this. My hand starts to stroke down your back. That's right. Oh, a good puppy. My hand caressing your head, moving down your back, just like that. And it sends those relaxing, sleepy puppy sensations all through you, puppy. Oh, that's a good puppy. Such a good puppy. And every time I caress you like this, it just feels so good, so soothing, so calming, so relaxing. Just like that. Just like that. And hey, roll over, puppy. Show me your belly. Oh, only special puppies get belly rubs. But you've been very good. I think you deserve it. Here, let me just rub your belly. Oh, and belly rubs is the most relaxing feeling in the world, isn't it, puppy? As I rub your tummy, and you just feel so good, so calm, but so sleepy all of a sudden. It's like your mind is just being flooded with all these sleepy feelings as I rub your tummy. And with my other hand, I start to caress your head and your ears, and you feel all those pats and those rubs so nicely, just like that. Oh, puppy, that feels so good. And you start to yawn, little puppy yawns. And you start to feel so sleepy. And that's okay, puppy, I can see you're quite sleepy. I think it might be bedtime for puppy, huh? Yeah, I think it might be time for you to have a little nap. Oh, that's a good puppy. That's a good puppy. And as you start to allow your mind to just start to flood yourself with sleepy feelings, you can feel the head rubs getting stronger as they start to trickle waves of relaxation through you, even stronger and stronger and stronger. That's right, puppy. Oh, you feel so good, so nice, so relaxed, so calm and so soothed in my lap. And you love being like this, relaxing like this, sinking like this, and allowing yourself to let go like this. And you can feel your mind drifting. And sinking, drifting and sinking, even deeper into these head pads, even deeper into these tummy rubs. And puppy, you're not going to wake up until it's time, until you're fully rested. Do you understand? Good puppy. And when you do wake up, you'll find yourself so refreshed, so energized, so happy. No longer in your puppy state, completely back to yourself, the way you were before this all began. Do you understand, puppy? Good puppy. And as you drift off into your nap, you can just sleep and dream nice puppy dreams. Dreams of playing fetch and going for walks and having such a good time as my little puppy. Thinking of all the things you'd want to do. That's right. And when nap time is over, you'll just wake up and find yourself so refreshed. Back to yourself. Back to the way you were before this all began. No longer my good puppy. Back to your human self. Until then, sleep now, my good puppy. Sleep now. And dream those wonderful puppy dreams. Good night, puppy.